Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My show.
Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. Come on. Bum, dun, dun, dun. You're driving around together. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Doon, 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 doon. Ding.
Do you want me to tell you the truth why those play-by-play calls were played?
Yeah, tell me.
Chris just wanted to get under Mason and Ireland's skin. That's all it was.
Probably more Mason's skin, because you and Ireland have this whole we're in the league thing, which excludes Mason and I from that conversation. We're not in the league.
No.
We're out of the league.
You are.
Yeah, in a different league.
Yeah. It's okay to be in a different league.
Oh, my goodness. I was just dying laughing listening to what was going on in the last segment. Michael is like the most loving guy who can get away with politically incorrect things on the air, which I love.
You're jealous of it is really what
it is. Oh, my God. I can't even believe the things that he brought up during his all Jerry game of games. I'm like, does he know like what year it is, who we work for, and what's going on in the world based on the questions and the answers?
What does he need? He doesn't care. What are they going to do, fire him? They fire him. He's got plenty of money. His son's a bazillionaire. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That is having the, you know, that kind of feeling of, it's all right. I'm saying whatever I want to say. And then people just love that.
Correct.
I do.
Correct. Yeah, I know you do.
I do.
You definitely
big way.
Do. Yeah. You're jealous is what I would say.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You're jealous. Those things a couple years ago. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
I mean, if you do it, that's fine, but yeah.
Maybe I'll just start saying stuff.
No. We don't need that.
You don't think so?
I think, Cap, that you've developed a good filter over the past couple of months. And, like, there's things that you used to say that we would have to be like, Cap, you probably shouldn't say that. Whereas I think you're at a good place right now as far as that
you
goes.
Do?
Yeah,
God,
do.
That makes me feel, honestly, that makes me feel so soft right now.
Well, you shouldn't feel soft, Cap. But you should think of it as like a learning experience.
Like Lindsay just told me, you lost your edge, man.
No, that's not it. I just think that there's things that you've been known to, you've said in the past that are probably not.
Yeah,
like,
don't
cool
do that. Don't do that. I'm like rawr, tough guy, sports radio 2002 thing. Like, no, what we've been doing here is pretty funny, and we don't need to do any of that stuff.
Oh, so I shouldn't say the things that Michael says because everybody hears Michael say it and they go, oh, that's just Michael. That's okay.
Correct. You don't have that.
Oh. Gosh, I used to have that. What happened to it?
No, but Michael's also been on this station for like 6 million years.
You've never had that. You thought
no,
you
I didn't have
it.
That?
No.
No, Laura? I never had that?
Mm-mm. No.
I feel like
sorry
I had that.
Sorry to bust a bro bowl, but no.
No, I feel like I had it.
No, you thought you had it. That's the key right there. You
yes,
thought.
Right. So when you think you have it, you do it. You know, but when you don't think you have it, then you don't do it.
Well, you correct. Never had it, so you're good.
No, I don't know. I think I did.
Exactly. You think you did. That's why we are where we are today, right? Like I was saying, I feel like you've progressed as like a human being on the radio, you know?
No, not really.
Yes,
I mean,
Cap. Yes, you have.
No, just it's just that you tell me TMI when I'm telling you really good stuff.
I mean, at the end of the day, we don't really care about you. Like, you saying you're talking about picking your nose and stuff like that. Like, that's gross and that's TMI. But there are some things that you definitely are TMI that I think that you've kind of, like, learned to hold back on some of that stuff.
Right. And that's fine.
I don't like it.
That's fine. You don't like it. Oh.
I got to let it go, George.
Just let it go, man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Let it go.
That's what,
let her rip.
No, let it
let's
go.
Let's go.
And let it go. Like, don't.
Oh,
don't.
Let it go, not let's go.
You can't. Why would you want to regress instead of progress?
I guess it's just a difference of perspective. That's all.
Yeah. Michael's also, you know, elderly. We all have those crazy elderly people.
Elderly.
you know, like in our lives. Michael's just at that stage already. He is. He's like 60 something years old. He's in his late 60s, for God's sake.
Wow.
He's like the crazy uncle. Everybody lets him get away with stuff. Everybody has the crazy uncle.
Yeah.
That's true.
Every
That's
uncle
true.
At the barbecue.
I don't let mine get away with stuff, but, you know, Michael's different because he's like beloved Lakers guy and radio guy, you know? He's different.
So if you, Lindsay, have an uncle who says some things that because he's old school and he's kind of got an old thought process, he doesn't get away with that
thing. Why can't you just be Cap? Why do you got to be Michael?
No. The Cap.
Okay, yeah. The Cap.
Mm. Right. Not even
Don't be Michael. It's okay.
I'm not going
Michael,
to
be. Michael. I mean, Michael's got a lane. You find your lane. You've got a lane.
I got my lane.
Listen,
I got
your
mine.
Lane. Your yeah. lane. Everyone
Tell
wants
me about
you to
my lane.
Sing ridiculous songs.
Right.
Poorly, but they love it anyway. Right.
About 60% of the words, I got them.
There are things that you do that we find annoying, but the audience loves it. So we roll
they love
with it.
They love
when you misuse, you know, like today's slang words used by like teenagers.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have your
OGFR.
Own lane.
That's right.
I don't know what that is. Exactly.
What do you mean? Yes. What do you mean, OGFR? You guys don't know what that means?
Nope. Nope.
Wait a second.
I can't even think of what it is.
OGFR.
Right.
It's definitely OGFR. A capism for sure.
Is it like,
I don't know.
God,
because
for
it's
real?
Just. Yes, George.
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
I mean, I thought you would be like OMGFR.
No. Yeah. OMG, I got. But
I've never heard of OGFR.
No, I've heard the one Sedano said.
I've heard of OMGFR.
Yes, that one.
I've not
heard
of that one.
Are you sure you didn't miss a letter?
He did.
No, I don't think so. What does the M stand for?
Oh, my God? For real?
No. OGFR is not the same. It's different. It's a whole different deal.
Exactly. So it's a capism.
Yes.
No,
exactly.
It's not
but you see, this is your lane.
OGFR. Like, that's what you say. And I didn't say it. I was just told that that's a cool thing to say now. On God for real.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been original gangsta for real, but I mean, I just guessed because I was thinking you are not OG in that regard, but yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
You have teenagers, so I mean, if you say so, okay, but I will not be surprised if it's just a capism. That's all.
Yeah, really. I don't think, you know, if we do like a search on it, do we find anyone else who says OGFR?
Anybody in the world of texting, because, you know, that's its own world, of course. Anybody in the world of texting understand OGFR?
I don't think I see OFR.
No. So here's one that just came up. Here's what it says. It's on Twitter. I looked it up. It says OGs apostrophe S FR as in probably OGs like original gangsters for real. But yeah, I've never seen OGFR.
Well,
I just guessed because I just thought I basically said to myself, what would Cap say? WWKS.
Remember those bracelets, the WWJD? You should make the WWKS bracelets.
Yeah, I need one of those.
Yeah.
I need those.
Those could be a gimmick. We could put those to give those out to the audience.
That's a good idea. Instead of T-shirts, let's do the WWKS.
Yeah,
let's
and
do
people,
that.
People, and they have 710 ESPN on one side and hashtag WWKS on the other side.
Right.
See, look how many lanes we have for you, and you want to be Michael.
No, I don't want to be Michael. I'm just all I was
no,
saying.
No, yeah,
was,
you are. You do.
All
you
I was saying
like,
was
oh,
that
Michael gets to get away with all this stuff because he's, you know, I mean, Michael's also had hip replacements. You want those too?
Wait a second. We allow Michael to get away with saying things because he's had hip replacements?
I mean that you have to be a person of a certain age to say that.
Wow.
To have a hip replacement.
I'll bet you this though. I'll tell you this, George. I'm probably not too far behind on the hip replacement. All of a sudden, my left hip hurts really bad, and I don't mean like just in the last 5 seconds. I'm talking like the last 2 days. And you know, it's
now is it a flexor, a hip flexor problem,
yes.
or like an actual hip?
It feels like in the hip flexor area. I've been trying to stretch it during commercial breaks.
Well, then, yeah, but that's not like your actual hip. Like, if it's a hip flexor, just.
I know, but the word hip is in it.
Yeah, but I mean, like actual, like the bones.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get a hip flexor replacement, but it hurts.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere. And that's just, and I never say this, ever. I hate when people say this. I say, I'm getting old. I never say I'm getting old. Never. I'm not getting old.
Look, first tweet already rolled in. Hashtag WWKS at Sedano at Scott Kaplan from BossMan85 at Lake
saying?
Show Boss.
What's he saying?
He just said that. Hashtag WWKS.
Oh, that's it. That's the whole message.
Yeah.
It's catching on. It's already gone viral.
We should see if we can get it trending this afternoon.
Yeah. Chris Morales just texted in. He said, you better not take any time off for hip surgery, Cap. You know Clinton's just sitting and waiting.
My show. Yeah, my show.
That's true. So, anywho, but yeah, back to Christopher. He played that because he wanted to annoy Mason in Ireland. But since we're here, I am doing a game you can catch right here on Sunday at 12:30. I'm doing Celtics Mavs, Luka versus Jason Tatum. And
you
it
are.
Will be on this station on Sunday, 12:30.
Really? So where's this game being played?
Boston.
You got to schlep to Boston this weekend?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, my goodness. Man, I got to give you credit, dude. You're working. You're working hard right now. You're grinding. It's grind time.
It is.
Seriously.
And it'll be more grind time soon once the playoffs roll around.
Really? You're going to be doing, you got a lot of games, I'm sure, to do.
Well, I don't know about a lot, but I probably will have a few.
Wow. Very exciting. My God, they don't have a game closer. They're like, hey, George, listen, we'll get you to Phoenix. You know, maybe we'll get you to, you know, get you to Dallas. I mean, maybe we'll get you to Portland.
I am at the stage in my very early, obviously, and by early, I mean literally game two in my play-by-play career, NBA play-by-play career, that I'm not telling them no to anything. Why would I say no?
I mean,
and
it's like,
also,
guys,
it's actually
going
to be – and it's actually a cool day if you're an NBA fan to be there because they're going to retire Kevin Garnett's jersey after the game.
That's after the game?
I think it's after the game, yeah.
Why? I thought you'd do things like that before games.
Maybe it will be before, but it's usually done after now because they used to do them at halftime, and then the halftimes took too long, and everybody was all annoyed and, you know, whatever. So
afterwards, and it's like, the game's over. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
So the only other game option would have been Knicks-Nets, and, you know, the Knicks stink. Like, I don't want to be there for that.
I know, but it would have been cool to see the Nets, especially after last night.
I mean, I watched them on TV. It's fine. So.
But I
haven't done a Celtics game all year, and they're supposed, you know, they're this really hot team, so I'd like to see them up close, and I can give the Sedano eye and see if they really are as good as we think they are.
Okay, well, you come back with the Sedano eye. I will, the Cap eye will be closed because I don't see myself watching that game tomorrow.
So you wanted me to do Lakers Suns at 6 o'clock?
Yes, I mean, that's a more reasonable request. I mean, why take a guy from L.A., schlep him across the country to Boston when you can just put him in Phoenix?
From a radio perspective, it's always better to have an earlier game because more people are in their car at 12:30 Pacific, 3:30 Eastern.
You say this game tomorrow or Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay. And are we on Monday? Is there a Laker game or something?
No, we're on Monday.
And are you back?
Well, there is a Laker game, but we're also on Monday.
Yeah, we have a short show. We're off at 6.
And you're back on Monday?
I am back on Monday.
Listen to this kid travel, people. Listen to how it's done
by a professional.
I'm coming
to do NBA today in the morning, and then I'm coming to do the show with you.
Listen to how it's done, everybody. It may sound glamorous. George, you got a private jet like Troy Aikman has?
No, I don't. I don't have that.
Like Al Michaels has?
Nope.
Like Jim Nance?
Nope.
Actually have to fly commercial.
I have Clear and TSA pre-check.
Okay. And first class.
I do
in the contract.
Clear is the best invention ever.
I don't have Clear.
Oh, you need to get it. It's so worth it.
I mean, if you travel, you should get it.
Yeah. I have TSA. I mean, what's better about Clear?
Global entry.
But Clear is like one step above like TSA pre-check. Because basically, if you go through Clear, they will skip you even in front of the TSA pre-check line.
Yeah, they escort you right to the front.
Right to the front.
TSA pre-check.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, every time I see those people in uniform, I think they're trying to sign people up for it.
Yeah, do it next time.
Well, right, but there's one side where they sign people up, and then there's the side near the gates at the TSA thing where they actually, if you have it, you'll go and
They scan your retina.
They do a retina scan and you go.
Is it a hassle? Because honestly, getting TSA was a hassle.
It's not.
No,
you
it's
just
super
go online
easy.
And sign up for
you just got to pay for it. Yeah.
And if you have an American Express, they pay for it.
Right, American Express has it. Delta Sky Miles pays a big chunk of it. Yeah.
I have a free trial for it too. Code. Yeah.
I mean, there you go. We'll have Lindsay give you a free code.
There you go.
Hey, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Okay. All right. So let me get this straight.
That's
when
a life
are you leaving?
Hack. Hashtag life hack.
Nice job. Look, when are you leaving for Boston?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. And then you're back. When do you fly back? Sunday
I'm flying
evening?
Back. The game is at 3:30 Eastern, so that means it'll be over like 6. And I have a 9:30 flight back to L.A.
And land in L.A. what time?
I don't know, like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Wow. Grind time.
Hey, man, I don't mind. You know, I could be doing a lot worse things for a living. You know?
No, it's good. It's a good thing.
Yeah. All right.
Especially
listen,
when you have little kids. It's also really good to go on road trips.
There's that, too.
Come on. That's the truth, too.
All right. We got a break. Laura's yelling at us already. All right. Listen, coming up next, Clayton Kershaw. He's back. Are you ready to react?
Yeah, I can't wait. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to double check before you do that. All right. Listen, we'll react to Clayton Kershaw next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? I mean, the show was fine, and I remember watching it when I was a kid. It felt like literally it was just the same episode in Florida every week. But I love when Will Smith and Martin Lawrence sing the song during the Bad Boys movies. To me, that's actually way more fun.
Mike Lowry. We talking about Mike Lowry. I talking about some Mike Lowry. Bad Boys.
So, you know? Hashtag WWKS. I don't know if it's not trending yet, Cap, but people in the audience are trying. We have like 5 or 6 tweets sent our way. Hashtag WWKS. Now, if I go back a little further in the Twitter search, there's some other hashtag WWKS, but I don't like there's this guy that would say, what would Karen say?
Karen.
Yeah. So you got to be careful. Let me see. Here's another one. I default to WWKS. What would Kens say?
Kens who?
I don't know. Yeah, just Kens. There's some people that tried to steal it, but it's been a while.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Maybe Kens is the salad dressing brand?
Maybe. But the last 5 tweets with WWKS are referring to you. So
thank
you.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to trend today, everybody. I want the show to trend. I want to get it out there. Hashtag WWKS. It was a brilliant move by you, George Sedano. I really appreciate it. And I like that we're going to put it on bracelets and pass them out, you know?
Yeah. So at NBA FIVA says, WWKS, I hope Tom Brady wears that wristband.
So do I. Yeah. Oh, my God. I hope Tom Brady not only wears it, but he talks about it on his Instagram.
Yeah, and Carlos Beltran, not the baseball player, at least I don't believe, tweets us and says, hey, Cap, try those Kegel exercises for your hip, hashtag WWKS.
Okay.
I thought Kegel exercises were for, you know.
Someone else. Yep.
Yeah.
What is a Kegel?
Google it, Cap.
What?
Dude, I love you, Cav. I really do.
I'm Googling right now.
I'll give you the scientific terms.
Yeah.
Kegel exercise would tighten your pelvis area, let's just call it.
Okay. Kegel exercise is a how-to guide for women from the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah. And men can do it as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, men can do Kegel exercises. It's, it helps, according to doctors, it helps with performance, let's call it.
What is the name of that product that Suzanne Summers used to sell? It was the exercise equipment where
Thighmaster.
Thighmaster. Is that for Kegels?
No.
No, that's for thighs, hence Thighmaster.
I know, but the way it sits, like, I don't know, the way you kind of do the thing with your legs. I'm doing it right now, but I'm like where you pull your legs together.
Again, your Kegel is like in your like abdomen area.
Oh.
Like from like your pelvis. Like, in it's the groin region is what I would call.
Seems like everything I'm Googling is about women.
But men can do it as well. It also, according to doctors, helps with performance.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, anyway, hence the Kegel exercises that the gentleman was saying to you. Maybe Rachel would be in with you doing Kegel exercises.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should get together tomorrow. But, hey, we're going to go for a walk.
Work the Kegels.
And then we're going to do a whole bunch of Kegel exercises, babe. Yeah, we're going to stop at the park. You know where they have the pull-up bar? They got the Kegel bar, babe. We're going to do it.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, Dodgers signed Kershaw. 1 year, $17 million. Now, it's funny. We talked about this. I was kind of stunned that it was under 20. But that's what I told Lindsay a little while ago. But I remember having this conversation, and you were like, well, what should he make during per year? And I looked up what Madison Bumgarner made, and it was about $17 million. I said, well, it's probably going to be, I guess, if I were looking at a comp as far as a player, his age and, sort of, relatively in the same sphere or maybe, you know, accomplishment-wise, Madison Bumgarner seems like a pretty good comp. So, and that's kind of what he got. 1 year, $17 million. I think that's a really good, smart deal because when he signed that last one, the 3 years, you know, 90-something million or whatever it was, I was like, yo, that one extra year may be not so great. And it turned out to be not so great. He only had 22 starts.
Yeah, but you know what, though, George? This is one of those times where you look at the number 17 and you bring up Madison Bumgarner, you're trying to come up with a comp. This is one of those times where you got to honestly say that it seems to me, and I think everybody would probably agree with this, it kind of looks like Kershaw gave the Dodgers the hometown discount, and he kind of gave that discount with the, guys, I know I've been hurt a lot. I know I wasn't able to contribute last year when the team really needed me. I'd really like to stay home and only wear the Dodger uniform. So I think it's fair for you guys. I think it's fair for me. And here's the thing that Madison, or in this case, Kershaw should do. You ready?
What?
Don't pitch until after the All-Star break.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen either.
He's no, that's it. What he should do. He should be here's what we should do. It's $17 million, but it's really only, you're going to get me for half the year. You want me at the first half of the year, or you want me at the second half of the year? Because well, I'd say the same thing with AD. Like, play the second half.
Dave has done a good job historically of going even to, like, six-man rotation types or, like, these unconventional moments where he'll, like, put guy in a 10-day DL, IL, or whatever they call it now. You know, I think that that's, you know, that's something you'll see. He'll get, like, remember when he went down initially, Bergman was on here saying, oh, it's just rest. It's just rest.
That's
it's
what I thought. Rest. I mean, it was before the All-Star break last year.
Yeah.
He got hurt. I thought the exact same thing. Like, okay, this is a smart move. Rest him. Miss a start. Give him a little bit of extra time. He'll be ready for the second half. He's just tired. I'm telling you, George, I know this sounds crazy, but he's an insurance policy now, and I'd rather have him on the back half of the season and a playoff run then pitch him in the first half of the season, take the risk of him getting hurt, like he did last year right before the All-Star break, and not have him. I know it sounds stupid and it sounds kind of like counterintuitive, but I would not even take the risk. I figure I'll get a half a year out of him. I'll take the second half.
Yeah, I just think you can stretch it out, is what I would say. I mean, I don't think it's that crazy. I'm not saying you're crazy. Because, you know, if I thought you were crazy, I would literally be like, what? Are you freaking crazy?
Right, and then you'd probably give me the hashtag WWKS.
Yes, but I don't think you're freaking crazy, but I do think that it's like, I don't see that happening.
It
sounds I don't see
like
him wanting to do it that way.
That's I'm sure he doesn't. If I'm Clayton Kershaw, I want to come back, and I want to have a monster year, and then you know what I want to do when I'm done with my
What do you want to do, Kaplan?
I want to retire.
Yeah.
I've played my entire career with this with this franchise.
Yeah.
I gave it everything I got. I can look in the mirror and not be like, I retired because I got hurt.
Or, yeah, I mean, he's going to be 34 in a few days.
Right. I went to the Rangers because, you know, they were going to just pay me and I could be at home. No, like, finish like a beast. You know, if your boy Matthew Stafford comes to town and he wins a Super Bowl for the Rams, Clayton Kershaw, I mean, you got to have an amazing year. You got to keep up now. I mean, he kind of set the tone, but you understand what I'm saying. I mean, this guy wants to pitch. He's going to want to pitch the whole season. He's going to want to win a World Series.
Yeah.
But I got to protect him from himself.
Right. You do have to protect him from himself. I don't think there's any question about that.
All right. Well, I hope Dave is out there this afternoon. Dave Roberts. Listening. Dave, I'm talking to you, Doc. Yeah. Think about what I'm saying.
Yeah. My guy, you know, our guy Dave, he's a big fan of Tequila Mandala, which is, you know, my boys.
Is that the case?
He has, if you see his office in the background when he's like doing his office interviews, he's got the tequila right there. Tequila Mandala.
I may have a little bit tonight. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Thinking about
it. Why not? It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
FOH Friday.
I'm so ready for the weekend.
Do you know FOH?
I do.
Okay, good.
But I didn't know it until last week.
Mm.
And hey, look, but I brought OGFR to the table this week.
Yeah, OGFR is not a thing, though.
It is a thing, George.
Yeah, WWKS, though, we're trying to make a thing. Hashtag WWKS. All right, coming up next, what would Cap say, hashtag WWKS, if both Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, because he's such a NFL dork, ended up being his colleagues all of a sudden? Well, you know what? You get to find out next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm surprised you're not belting this one out.
Oh, dude. This is one that I'm kind of doing like a half Michael McDonald version.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Rick Astley at all, actually.
Yeah, and I want to put on a trench coat, and I want to like put a whole bunch of product in my hair, and I want to rock the house with a Rick Roll.
Yeah. Rock the house.
Give you up. When you wait, hold on. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. I just said rock the house, and you kind of snickered at me with a rock the house thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. I heard you earlier today crossing over with Mason in Ireland.
See?
And they were playing a game of games, and it was Famous Jerry's. And you had an answer, Jerry Stackhouse, which was ridiculous. But turns out later on it came back to reward you.
Famous tough guys in the NBA, Jerry Stackhouse is somebody you don't trifle with, bro.
Yeah. Well, you came – but to me it came out of left field.
Because you're not like a big NBA guy.
Well, I'm not an NBA dork. Like you called me an NFL dork. That I am. But then you said this. You go, wait a second. Jerry Stackhouse isn't the right answer? Jerry Stackhouse would – how did you phrase it? Would punk fools or knock fools out? Is that what you say? You say Jerry Stackhouse will knock fools out. I was like, knock fools out?
Yeah.
That sounds like something I might say.
No, he would actually knock fools out.
I mean, listen, I like to use age-inappropriate lingo.
Yeah. I don't even know who he said. Who was the right answer on that one?
I don't remember because somebody said Jerry West. You said Jerry Stackhouse, and it was Jerry somebody else.
Yeah, I don't remember Jerry Jones. Either. But Jerry Stackhouse absolutely is a dude you don't want to mess with. He is in my all back alley team of the last like 30 years.
When you said it, I was like, oh my God, that's out of left field. And then later in the game,
North Carolina.
Yeah, Jerry Stackhouse.
Yeah, but Zach Randolph is in that I don't want to mess with you team. Like, I'm terrified all back alley. Like, definitely Zach Randolph, Jerry Stackhouse, Charles Oakley. Yeah, he's probably in there.
Yeah. How about Bill Laimbeer?
He's past that. He's past 30 years.
Oh, he's too old now?
Yeah, he's past 30 years.
Okay, I didn't know if, you know, the statute of limitations on
the back
alley
team. I mean, Ron Artest for sure. Yeah.
Oh, Ron Artest, 100% Ron Artest is in.
Yeah. Oh, it was Jerry Sloan. Yeah, because, again, Michael's elderly. That's who he thinks of, Jerry Sloan. I wasn't even around to watch Jerry Sloan play basketball.
Well, at one point he said something.
Bergman, for texting that.
And Mason said, well, we weren't alive during World War II. So.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jerry Sloan once admitted he used to. I actually don't think he admitted this. Maybe he did. Something about, like, he used to wash his hair with soap or something like that. Like, that was, like, you know, what he would do when he was young. Like, and that's what a lot of people did when they were young.
Yeah, why was that
but
so
that's
crazy?
How old he is that he used to wash his hair with soap.
The bar of soap.
Yeah. So there
anybody
you go.
Anybody still have a bar
May
of soap?
May rest in peace, Jerry Sloan.
That's right. R.I.P. That's right.
All right. So you, Scott Kaplan.
Yes, sir.
Are colleagues now with both Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're not on Monday Night Football, but your colleagues, because they're part of the ESPN family now.
Yeah.
Sound like you're like...
Yeah, you don't sound thrilled. I feel like this is totally up your alley.
Do you guys want me to tell you what I really think?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow.
Or do you guys want me to tell you what a good company man would say?
Tell us how you really think.
Well, don't get us fired, but...
No,
I wouldn't
do that.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of would, probably, but... Yeah.
I mean, here's my thought on this.
Okay.
And look, I'm happy for Joe Buck and for Troy Aikman, because anybody who can get that kind of money to call games, it just really tells you how they are at the top of their profession, you know? And I think it's really interesting that ESPN looks at CBS and they go, there's Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, and people talk about that crew. And then over here, you have Joe
Buck.
Well,
I feel like they talk a lot about Tony Romo. But I feel like Romo has gone from, like, whoa, we all love him because he's calling out the plays, to, like, all right, bro, kind of, like, don't talk so much anymore.
Yeah, I mean, all I'm saying is that they've got a number one team that ESPN looked at, and they said, wow, there's their number one team. There's Jim Nantz. There's Tony Romo. They got something unique.
There's Buck and Aikman, right. And there's Collinsworth and Al. Yeah.
Right. And ESPN, who I thought this past year with Steve Levy and Lewis
Riddick. I know what's up in play here. And he's great. I love Lewis Riddick, but he's your boy.
Yeah, I'm not even coming to the defense of Lewis Riddick. No, okay. Not even. And Brian Griese. But I thought that those three guys did a very serviceable job. You know? It wasn't entertainment value. If I wanted entertainment value, I turned over to the Manning Brothers on ESPN2.
Which they will still be there.
And they're hilarious. And I like watching a football game with Peyton and Eli. What I guess I'm really saying is that, to me, paying Joe Buck whatever it's going to be, $15 million a year, and Troy Aikman, whatever it is, $20 million a year, you got $35 million wrapped up in two guys to call football games. And honestly, as a football viewer, it really doesn't matter to me who's calling the game.
But we've had this conversation before. This is about it's funny because I talked to the person that I told you I've talked to before yesterday about this. And they're like, Joe Buck, I know everyone, fans are ridiculous. They think a broadcaster always hates their team. I get it. Like, but Joe Buck, to me, after, like, you know, he's in the post Al Michaels. Like, Al Michaels is already older, like in a different generation, I would call it. Like, Joe Buck is, like, after, like, Michaels and Costas, like, he's the next guy where I think of, like, incredible game caller, the best doing it right now.
Yeah, look, Joe Buck's great at what he does. He is. And you know what? He's a young guy, too.
Buck, he's super young.
Yeah, Joe Buck is not 65 years old.
He was basically doing it in the womb, for God's sake.
Yeah, Joe Buck, this is a lifetime. I mean, if there's one guy that was classically trained to do what Joe Buck does.
I mean, his dad was unbelievable as well.
I don't believe what I just saw. I mean, his dad's got some of the greatest calls of your life.
My earliest memories of watching baseball and watching, like, the World Series were either Jack Buck on CBS or Vin Scully on NBC. That was the introduction to national baseball for me as a child in the 80s.
So Joe Buck is great at what he does. By the way, Joe Buck is also, you know, for a guy who I know a lot of fans like to hate on, he puts himself out there. You know, he tries things. He takes risks.
Yeah.
You know, he's tried late night TV kind of shows.
Which is hard.
All those kinds of things. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any issue with
Joe Buck.
I think
he's really funny, too. Like, I mean, low-key, he's funny as hell.
I just don't quite understand, like, to me. And by the way, it goes back to Tony Romo at $17 million a year. Troy Aikman at $20 million a year.
Wait, but let's do it this way.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I'm stunned at your position. I mean, I'm not even joking. Like,
really?
Stunned. Okay. Yes, stunned.
Well,
like,
I said to you, the good company guy is like, this is the greatest thing ever. We took this amazing broadcast team from a competitor.
They took this amazing broadcast.
Right. And by the way, here's one thing for you, because I know we got a lot of people who listen to this show who work over at Fox right across town. George, what's going on at Fox? What are you guys having, a fire sale or something? What are you guys?
I don't know. That's their business.
I mean, what are you guys, the Montreal Expos or something here?
I mean, it's not my problem.
The Florida Marlins?
No.
Or did they move to Miami?
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
I'm stunned at your position, number one, because as a broadcaster,
yeah,
I want everybody to make as much money as possible.
I do, too. I started with that.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like
no,
you're
I started with that. But
hashtag hater, WWKS.
All I'm saying is I just don't think that the ratings change because of the broadcast team.
Ratings change the broadcast team because, as I've told you, the games will be better.
Okay, I know, and we've argued about this, and you called your guy, and I called my guy, and I still believe my side, and you still believe your side. But
all right. So, what do you want to bet that Monday Night Football? If we look at the totality, Sunday may still be the best, but Monday Night Football, if we compare it year over year as far as the type of game matchups they're getting, I bet you it'll be better.
Monday Night Football should be better. I mean, listen, now that ESPN has Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, And what is
and
what
but
does
that
NBC
translates
have?
To ratings, which and, translates to dollars.
If it works,
which means
it,
that the money they're paying them becomes negligible.
Listen, it may be. It may, George. It absolutely, positively may be. All I'm saying is this: it's very interesting
wait.
To me.
And time out, real quick, yeah. before you say what's interesting yeah. to you. Let's not also forget all these companies. Okay, us, Fox, NBC, CBS, paying like billions of dollars. So what? I mean, at that point, when you're paying billions with a B, like what's another 35 million?
I don't know, but maybe you and me have gone about this all wrong. You see, I was thinking that when I look at Lincoln Riley and he buys this crazy $17 million house, I've been thinking to myself.
I mean, we're practically neighbors, me and Lincoln Riley.
I understand.
Not really. He lives in a completely different part of town. But nonetheless, but maybe one day I'll knock on the door and borrow some sugar.
You should. I've been thinking to myself, looking at Lincoln Riley's $17 million house, I've been thinking to myself, why did you not go into coaching right out of playing, and then today you'd have the $17 million house and you'd be the head coach at USC? But now I'm thinking to myself, hey, moron, you're a broadcaster. You have been for 25 years. Why did you not push really, really hard to become a play-by-play man?
Maybe I know. Why do you think I've made the switch here over the last year?
Well, now I understand. If Joe Buck's going to make $17 million, George, in 2 years from now, you will be the number one NBA play-by-play man at ESPN making $15 million a year.
I will not be that.
That is going to be, I guarantee
it. Mike Breen will be doing games for a long time.
Mike Breen, nothing. George Sedano.
Mike Breen will be doing games for a long time. Big E Eric Herrera tweets us. Did not have the hashtag WWKS, though. Says, Cap hating on this Friday afternoon. First off, at Scott Kaplan, calling you out about your Stackhouse answer, and then bringing down the cash on Buck and Troy. Damn, Cap, who urinated in your cornflakes?
Oh, that's great.
I mean,
hey, listen, you got to give it up to the ESPN executives, man. I mean,
first of all,
they're not afraid to spend money. That's number one. And number two, they just went and took. That is like the Dodgers going to the Giants and taking a starting pitcher and a starting outfielder. You know what I'm saying?
Or like getting Freddie Freeman from a team that won the World Series.
Okay, that's a pretty solid comparison, too. But it really is. It's taking from your competitor. And I give whoever put this deal together a lot of credit. I just, again, I still think the way things have gone recently here in broadcasting and this broadcasting
good.
Free agency.
I hope they keep paying everybody more money.
Me too, including me.
I mean, I don't know about that.
But. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Coming up next, and maybe if we get WWKS trending and those bracelets going, maybe that'll
I am going to be happy with Stephen A. Smith money going forward, but anything
less
will not do.
I mean, Stephen A. Smith, look at that. I mean, for the love
I mean,
of
come
God.
On. Stephen A.'s probably I mean, looking at Joe Buck right now.
With Stephen C. Smith money. You know, yeah, I'll take
Stephen F. Austin money. But seriously, like, if I'm Stephen A., I'm like, wait, hold on, wait. You just paid it. What? What? And then this way I'll get Stephen A. money.
All right, coming up next, speaking of rivalries. All right, you mentioned the rivalries between the networks. Draymond Green and LeBron have jumped in on something, and they're in agreement about basically saying the NBA needs to change one thing about rivalries. We'll get to that in just a second. Stick around. We're back. I'm stunned you're not singing this song. I feel like this was one of your songs.
Nah.
Lindsay and I totally bet you would sing this song.
I don't fake it.
Wow.
You're beautiful. It's true.
I either feel it or I don't.
Do you even know the song?
I know it, but I don't feel it.
I really thought you were going to be singing it. I was
singing
Laura it
too.
Back here.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Laura.
Wow, we all took the L on that one.
Yeah.
Laura, you know what? I'm unpredictable.
I mean, you know.
It's up your house,
beautiful.
You know? Like
it's true.
Yeah. The whole thing. I don't know.
See, you're beautiful.
I wouldn't have even been able to tell you who sung it. If you would ask me who sung that song, I'd be like, I don't know, but it sounds like Rod Stewart.
Of course you would have thought it was Rod Stewart.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you got to feel these things, guys. That's all.
James Blunt, bro.
James Blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a lot of his work. I know that song.
Wow. What was the song I thought that we would do, Lindsay, that Cap wouldn't know or something that we were talking about earlier when you brought it up to me?
I don't know if that was – there wasn't one today. It was one from yesterday.
There was one recently where I was like, no, don't do that. Cap's not going to know.
Oh, yeah.
See, don't say I don't look out for you occasionally.
Hold on, I'm going to look because
why don't we start using some music that I would know? Like, for example, why don't we start rocking out to some Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Morales,
I
mean, that's a memo to you.
Or maybe we start
played Red Hot Chili Peppers a bunch of times before.
Play some Pearl Jam all up in it.
Well, but they also, I mean, they have to, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's themes to this.
Yeah, no, I got it. No, I noticed.
Pretty much every rejoin is planned out, so we don't really have a lot. I mean, except for on the days where, like, one of you guys is not here or Morales is out, we don't just have, like, random time to play music.
Go,
yeah.
Play.
This is what I'm talking about right here.
Do your Kiedis. You can't do a Kegel, but you can do a Kiedis.
My piece of man.
Now you sound like Eric Cartman singing like Anthony Kiedis.
Well, yeah, I told you. You know, like, I really don't know the words to that many songs, you know? Like, I just kind of hum along.
Do you know who Eric Cartman is?
Yeah, isn't he from, is it South Park?
Yes.
I mean, I'm more familiar with Cartman than I am with Blunt.
Yeah, clearly.
At least the singer Blunt.
Yeah, you're familiar with other kinds of Blunt. Anywho, Linz. Draymond Green and LeBron, what were they chiming in on in regards to this Nets-Philly game last night?
So, you know how there's, like, a rivalry between KD and Joel Embiid? I guess you want to call it that, whatever. They were like, chirping at each other throughout the game, right? And there was a point where, like, KD and Embiid were kind of getting close, like, chest to chest. And yeah. LeBron tweeted about it and said, I love that the refs let KD and JE talk that talk to each other and didn't tech them up. That's dope, understanding the assignment. And then Draymond commented on LeBron's tweet, and he said, that's how it should be, always. Fans would pay to see that, not double tease.
Right on.
Yeah, I agree. I do think the whistles are a little too quick sometimes, I would say. And I think that it's just, like, I'd be okay if they let him go a little bit.
Right. I mean, as LeBron said, that's dope. I would add AF to that, but that's just me.
Yeah, you would totally, yeah.
That's me. You know, WWKS. So I like what LeBron said, and I agree with him. You know, listen, nobody goes to a baseball game and loves to see their favorite player thrown out of the game because he looks back at the umpire and he says, that's not a good, you know, not a good call.
Yeah. You know what?
Well, no one goes to a basketball game and sees two guys that are superstars that have a clear rivalry. Look, that game last night had real energy to it.
Yeah,
you know,
because at least early
on. until Brooklyn was just destroying them. Right, yeah. It wasn't even a competitive game. But to see Embiid, how big he is, and to see Kevin Durant and the two of them in each other's face, back and forth, and the fact that they don't get teed up and don't get kicked out, understand the assignment. That's what we came to see.
Yeah. And, you know, the lead official last night was a very veteran guy, my guy John Goebel, who I've told you is my favorite referee. Why?
He's got big arms.
No, I've told you this recently. Do you not remember?
Yeah, you told
me.
He's
Cuban.
Yes, he's Cuban.
Yeah. Come on, I know. Yeah. I remember. I just thought it was like the Ed Hockley thing.
Yeah, no. John Goebel, he's Cuban.
He's I remember you telling me this.
He's used to people just jawing at each other and yelling at each other. He grew up in it.
Right. To him, that's no big deal.
Yeah, it's like, this is like, you know, when I grew up with, you know, my tio and my abuelo, you know, they would just fight, you know, argue all the time.
When the league reviews his work and they say, why didn't you tee him up? And he's like, why? What's the problem? He's like, well, look at the way these guys are yelling at each other. He's like, what, is that abnormal?
Yeah, exactly.
Something, I mean, it looks normal to me. It's how I grew up. How'd you grow up?
Our people, right? It's the same. Louder, right? Yeah, you know.
Yep.
It's loud.
Very.
What do you think about my people? You think my people are quiet people? We're very loud.
Who are your people, Cap?
Like Jewish people? Is that where you're? Okay, just curious.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not saying that Jewish people aren't loud, but I would say that you know, there's a different level of loud,
I have a question, Cap.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
I know that you are Jewish. That's like your religion.
Yeah.
But what are your origins as far as like your ancestry goes?
Yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
Where do you think?
Like, if we did a 23andMe, what would we find out?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where would you think?
Israel? I don't know.
I mean, that's a great guess.
That's what I would think.
Like yesterday, Laura, hey, what's Popeye's favorite food?
Chicken.
Well, isn't that where, like, I mean, you speak a lot about that. Like, that's like, it's different because if Jewish is a religion versus Sedano talking about how he's Cuban and Laura talking about how she's Mexican.
It's just an island.
Yeah, they're different. Yeah. They're places that
they're like, yeah. I mean, and by the way, yes, the origins would be in Israel, but there are obviously many people of Jewish faith all over the world.
Right.
Yeah, but the origins are New York, Linz.
Okay.
That's the origins, not
but
Israel.
But the ones from New York came from Israel.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You think that, okay.
I think they came from like Germany, Austria, okay. Hungary, Poland, Russia. They came from the Eastern
Bloc.
Do you
know like the origins of your family though?
Yeah, because you know these great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents.
Okay, where did they come from?
I'm just telling you the Eastern Bloc of Europe, right?
Oh,
so
okay.
So Poland and Hungary and Austria, and then they got to Ellis Island. Right.
Well,
New York.
You mentioned Hungary. So, like, I'm 100% Hungarian. Both of my grandparents on both sides are Hungarian.
Yeah.
So, like, that's my ancestry. So
you guys are ancestral family.
We're neighbors.
There's no question.
We could be, like, 10th cousins. You never know.
Right.
Yeah, that's why you guys fight all the time, too.
Makes sense.
See? Just like family. See what I'm saying, Lindsay? My people are loud people, too. I don't want to be considered quiet people. We're loud people.
I don't consider myself a particularly loud person, but...
No, you're not.
You know, I'm a little different than the rest of my family.
Well, we're distant
cousins.
No, that's
fine.
Yeah. Distant.
But, I mean, listen...
Well, like, what country is your family
like Poland,
from?
Poland, Austria,
no,
Russia?
Well, I'm saying you're like specific. Where are the Kaplans from?
Yeah.
Well, the Kaplans weren't the Kaplans before they came to the U.S.
Well, were they?
What do you think they were?
I don't know.
I mean,
like,
what are you asking us for?
Asking.
This isn't like an SAT question,
bro. I feel like
bro.
You're... I'm just curious about where you come from, Cap. That's all.
So the ancestry is Poland, Russia. This is what you're asking questions. These are the questions I would ask my father. I would ask my grandfather. Well, great-grandpa came from Poland, and great-grandma came from Hungary.
Look, Cap, if you want, hashtag WWKS, we would, maybe we should bring you to, backyard barbecues or something.
We should do a DNA test.
I love that idea. And has anybody here ever done one of these 23andMe historical ancestral
I have not, things? But I actually have the thing in there. I've had it for years. I haven't opened it.
But my sister has, and she found like some crazy family secrets in there.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, like some things that nobody knew. She started some drama in our family for sure.
Oh, wow. Hell to the yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of drama, the Clippers are poking at the Lakers again. We'll get to that in just a moment. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.